We're back, folks. Rob Gill, CEO, Epic Financial Strategies. Grab a pen and piece of paper. I want to get into some brain science, and we're going to unlock profound confidence, five crucial life rules that you need to understand. Please pay close attention here, and if you like something, rewind it back. And also, if there's any comments that you want to add, do so. And if you want me to do any other videos, I would love to hear what you have to say. But let's get into the first step, and that's apologize right now and forgive yourself and stop holding on to the past. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody puts themselves in a position where they could have done something differently. And if you understand that and you can forgive yourself and truly in your heart understand that you are a beautiful person, you're here one of God's creatures that is meant to do something special because everybody has their own gift, learn how to forgive yourself now. All right, so let's talk about what happens when we ask ourselves disempowering questions. And before I get into that, let me explain how you could create lasting change. Number one, first and foremost, you have to get leverage on yourself. And the only way you can get leverage on yourself is, and this is important because this takes time, but once you get leverage on yourself, you could then disrupt any negative pattern and replace it with an empowering pattern. But before you get there, you have to build a level of rapport with yourself. You have to learn to love yourself. And how do you do that? Well, don't ask questions like, why does this keep happening to me? Because your brain Google is going to say, okay, Rob, you know, you've been around for 50 years. Let me give you the list of all the things you did that were terrible. Let me go back to when you were 2, 3, 4 years old. Let me go back to when you painted the apartment in your parents' house in the basement when you were 6, right before the person moved in. And all the things that happened through 2 different drug arrests, getting shot at in Jersey City, all the way up to an argument that you may have had, you know, I may have had with somebody in my world that I love very much in the last 3, 4, 5 weeks. If I know that if I'm going to ask that question, it's going to tell me how bad I am. If I weigh 260 pounds when I should be at 230 or 40, and it's going to make me feel like, you know, I'm not good enough or I'm not worthy. That, why is it happening to me, will put you in a perpetual state of disempowering questions, which will lead to disempowering feelings, which will lead to disempowering actions and results. Now, you can flip that. And how you flip that is get rapport with yourself. How do you get rapport with yourself? Well, you want to know not only where you are now, what's important to you, but where you want to go and how you're going to get there in the most efficient way. So instead of saying, hey, why does this keep happening to me? You could say something like, what can I learn from this? At the same time, I'm going to make a business thing. At the same time, how do I increase with integrity my revenues and my income month over month in a trajectory that's higher from the month before, not only this month, but forever? So you don't want to put a for 1 year, you want to say forever. Because now all of a sudden the universe will conspire for you if you keep asking those questions over and over again. And now the subconscious, it's going to get into the subconscious and feed the conscious back. It's going to get into the subconscious and feed it back. But don't take my word for it. Go check out Joe Dispenza. Go check out Dr. T. And go check out Jim Quick. I mean, these folks talk about it over and over again. And that's what's so great about YouTube University. It's for free. You know, I mean, obviously, if you want to buy one of the plans, that's great. But there's a lot of content before you have to pull out your checkbook and or your credit card. So keep in mind, if we understand, if it is to be, it's up to me, then you want to be able to find mentors who you resonate with, that you want to stand on their shoulders, get 5 of them through YouTube University, stand on their shoulders so you can begin to shrink time, turn decades into days, and put yourself in a position to prosper. So now that you understand how to get leverage on yourself, and now you understand how to build rapport on yourself, and now you want to disrupt the pattern, once you disrupt it, you got to come in with an empowering alternative, which means it's time to commit and take actions and choices. What does that mean? Action is where it's all at. Action could be optimal or suboptimal, but action is what moves the needle either way. Once you take congruent actions that are tied to the questions that you're asking yourself, that is not only built with integrity, congruency, but also in a place for where you could accelerate, turn decades into days by learning how to shrink time and putting yourself in a position to be around folks that have been there, done that, those actionable steps will put you in a different mindset. And once that happens, you're going to start building momentum. That mindset of action is going to start building confidence because you have proof of concept. Once you have proof of concept and you worked real hard through arduous into momentum, don't ever give up momentum. And the way you stay in momentum is be addicted to the arduous. So let's say if you're working on something arduous, all of a sudden it's starting to take off, find the next arduous thing. This is on automatic pilot. If you don't, what'll happen is it's either going to go forward or go backwards. If it goes backwards because you're standing still, you're going to put yourself in a position why you think you're a failure, because you're going to say, why does this keep happening to me? So the way you stay addicted to momentum is through the action steps of arduous on a daily basis. And oh, by the way, as you grow, you want to contribute. Momentum means growth. Contribute means arduous. Those two spiritual needs, Tony Robbins, is going to put you on a path of creating generational wealth. And listen, I believe, and I train my team on this, because everyone always wants to hit the home runs. I believe in celebrating and accumulate small wins, right? If you could accumulate and celebrate the small wins, that's only going to lead to more and more momentum. It's going to lead to gratitude. It's going to lead to action. And we become addicted to that result, right? So that result leads to bigger, better, stronger. And as you go through this process, you're going to put yourself in a position to be at tables that you may not have been at a year, two, 3, or 5 years before that. You're going to meet people that you didn't know, because your frequency is going to another level. And when your frequency rises, you're going to attract other people that are on the same frequency plane. Now, here's the challenge. You may be here in frequency and want to go there, but you got to watch out for the folks down here. These are the ones that love you the most, but they're so scared of your growth. And this is why you must embrace uncertainty. The victory is embracing uncertainty. If you can embrace uncertainty and know the universe is speaking to you and it's giving you a chance to do a breakthrough, to climb that mountain of success, to increase your economic base camp, your social base camp, your mindset base camp, what'll happen is by embracing that uncertainty, giving it up to your higher power, but putting in the action steps, because faith without works is dead, what'll then begin to happen is the universe conspires in ways that'll blow your mind. So when you build momentum, right, when you have this go from arduous to momentum, and it's because of all the small successes, and you're celebrating, you're grateful for them, and now you're contributing with your growth, nature abhors a vacuum, and the byproduct is you're going to eliminate negativity. I mean, you can't be negative and positive. It's one or the other. You're either optimal pattern of empowerment or suboptimal pattern of disempowerment. There's no middle ground, right? And it's insidious the way it creeps in, where you may feel you're not worthy and your economic temperature goes down to where you feel you're worthy. Subconsciously, you'll miss meetings and be nasty to people. Versus, by the way, where you feel like, yeah, no, I deserve this because the world needs me to economically climb so I could use my resources, my money, to help make the world a better place through contribution, which is going to maintain the growth, right? Now, here's the key, though. When we eliminate negativity, and we eliminate it because the self-talk is nothing but empowering questions, it's not disempowering questions, what begins to happen is stacking and building a momentum allows you to go higher and higher on the mountain. But here's the key. The folks that do the best, the folks that win, are the folks that know how to manage situations as they climb higher on that scale. The better you are at managing situations, the better you are at being able to work with other people, the better you are at being able to communicate with integrity and love. I'm not saying have the best vocabulary. I'm saying with integrity, congruency, and love, you'll be amazed at how all these doors continue to open. And beware of the scoundrel. Beware of the scoundrel. They will delete, dilute, and distort what you say and what you do. And when that starts happening, as long as you know that you're integrous and you're being honest, you'll be able to tell that, wow, I'm really starting to grow, because these people are coming at me in ways they never did before. And that's because you're starting to shake the foundation and you're disrupting with integrity. Lastly, you want to visualize your success and seek new information. So whenever I do my visualization techniques, I like to prime in the shower. Tony Robbins talks about priming where, you know, he'll do 3 minutes of three different things. One is to be grateful and pray for everybody he loves. The second thing is for 3 minutes of healing. And then the third thing is 3 minutes of outcomes, whether it's in the day, 30 days, 6 months, a year, 5 years. So when I'm able to embrace the future event in today's time, I'm speeding up the process to when it comes into this plane of existence and manifesting that outcome I seek. So it's not just the visualization of the new business or the new partner or the new relationship or the new client. It's the feeling that's associated with that. Check out John Assaroff. All these folks that are out there that are just, you know, they are leading, they are thought leaders that give us information that is so powerful. That's what it's talking about. So you have to practice it just like anything else and learn how to get that feeling into your system. And if you do that, once again, you're going to speed up the process. But the key is to do it as much as you can. And don't put a time limit on it. Don't say, I need to make $1 million in the next 6 months. Say something like, hey, I want to make $1 million as fast as I possibly can so I can help make the world a better place by sharing that money, so I can share my message of education. For me, it would be of education of of financial literacy, as well as staying sober one day at a time. And lastly, making sure that people in my business know how to talk to clients about the virtues and being able to put proper planning in place without having commission breath. All this stuff is important. So if you understand that, if it is to be, it's up to me, but you're with a team, you have a top five, and you understand how to ask yourself empowering questions. And oh, by the way, don't forget when you're up here, what it was like when you were down there, as a way of not going back down there. You don't want to reinforce it, but remember, if you don't do the little things, that could always happen. Be careful of your subconscious. Be careful of what you let in your brain. As you become more liquid, don't make silly decisions like I did in 2008 and 9 when I bought a boxing promotional company, a Mercedes, and a 7-bedroom house because that had to be my identity. Your identity has to be who you are at your core. You don't want your identity to be a financial planner or a professional athlete or, you know, someone that owns 10 different stores. Your identity is who you are at the core. And if you contribute to the growth that you're getting over and over again, it stacks endlessly and creates the generational wealth that you seek. Anyway, thanks for checking me out. Every day we're dropping nuggets. Don't forget to subscribe, hit that like button. And if there's any videos you want me to do, I'll do it. If you have any comments, add some comments. But go ahead, click the link below. One of the team members here at Epic will take you through the success process. There's no obligation on your part. We're here to serve, contribute, answer any questions. And once again, thanks for being part of the family.